come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Wednesday coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. I was going to start the show with the Jeopardy guy.
Oh, the guy who's won $2 million.
He's getting ready to break the record, and Ken Jennings was on, you know, who had the record before, and they were talking about...
Is it because his thumb's double-jointed? Like, how's he winning? Like, how's he winning?
He has a system, but I said we were going to start with that, but we're not going to.
Okay.
How do you top what I did yesterday? I brought Edwin Jackson, who's in town with the Blue Jays, here to Torta Pizza Duh. We hung out. We had some pizza. We broke bread. We had a great time. How do you top it? Look who's sitting to your right.
It's crazy.
Right?
I mean, I know you love the L word, but this is a legend. He did something that no one's done in 100.
He paid for the pizza. It's okay.
Yesterday, Edwin did something.
Dave Feldman hanging out with us from BKFC, hanging out in town. Coming to town next month. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here, you know, live in person with you. I've been on the radio with you a bunch of times. It's great to be here.
Well, and I want to thank you. You know, we have some agreements in place, and I'm going to all your events. We have the official segment. But for the first time, I don't have to leave my hometown. I get to drive across the bridge. Well, Matt's going to drive me across the bridge. You know, I had to have a driver. Tell me about the whole process to bring Bare Knuckle to Florida and, more importantly,
well,
to Tampa.
Well, Randy, that is good and bad for you because now my expectations of you just went up. I'm in your hometown, and now you need to deliver.
And I will.
Florida was actually something – it was one of the first on our list. We got turned down there as well. So, you know – Florida's been on our target for a long time, so we approached the new commissioner, Patrick Cunningham, about it, and he said, stop talking. He said, you're in. I love it. Let's do it. We tried to get through legislative period for this event, and we missed it, so we had to do something, which we did, and we developed a 4-ounce bare-knuckle glove. It's completely knuckleless. Like, when I say it's knuckleless, it's not like what they did in the BKB. It's nothing. It's when I put the wrap and the tapes on top of the glove, it's exactly what you've seen before. There's no difference in anything we're doing at all, except where the fighters now have a little bit more wrist support. That's it.
All right, we're going to go back in a second and talk about the politics of the Hard Rock and how when they have contracts, and that's probably why you didn't get in. But you got into it before I even expected it, because we've been talking a lot. I've been texting you a lot because people have said, and it's been on all those websites, you're wearing a glove. It's not bare knuckle. So technically, I was right. It is bare knuckle, but it is a form of a glove that will be nowhere near the knuckle.
Absolutely. Look, there's no amount of money in the world right now that could make us take a step backward.
And that's what I said. It didn't make sense.
I mean, we worked for 9 years to get this done. We dumped so much money into this process to get this to be the next biggest sport, which we think it can be. We're not going to take a backward step just so we can get it into a new state faster. So we're not going to do that. So we didn't. What we did do is we modified something, and when people see this, and it's the same thing that they've seen in all 5 events so far, it's no different at all. The fans won't notice any difference. The only thing that's going to notice is the fighters are going to notice they're going to have a little bit more wrist support, and that's it. It's a wrist wrap. It's basically a wrist wrap.
Is it something that the fighters are going to have to get adjusted to? Because, again, it's the same, but it's a little different because there is a little more padding. But the padding has nothing to do with the that portion will never hit the face, will never hit the body.
No, I mean, I don't think they're going to have to get used to it at all. There's a break in the wrist, right where the wrist hits the fan. It's the same thing. It's when you turn your hands in for the punch. So there's really, really no difference here at all. And we're super excited about coming to Florida. This is unbelievable. I mean, the reception we're getting right now in the Tampa, St. Pete area is unbelievable.
Will it actually make the punches sting a little bit more? Will it give it more wrist support and actually the punches have more power behind them?
I think it potentially could, but I don't know if the fighters are still going to throw 100% because in fear of hurting their knuckles and stuff. So I think it's probably going to give them a little bit more support, which could give them a little better leverage in their punch, but I don't necessarily think it's going to cause more knockouts or anything like that. But, you know, it's good old bare knuckle fighting championship, the same that you've seen since we're coming up on a year this Sunday.
Crazy that
June
it's a year.
2nd.
And number six, already the sixth event.
Well, six events in 1 year. This is crazy.
And I'm going to throw this out to the sports fans of Tampa Bay, because, and we're going to get into this over the next 2 hours, you know, when Dave, you know, needs to leave and do some things. We're going to talk about the Rays. We're going to talk about the Rays attendance. We're going to talk about all these fans that have said, well, if the stadium was where it's supposed to be at the fairgrounds, we would pack the place. Well, that's where your event is. It's at the fairgrounds. So I don't want to hear anybody say that they can't, that they won't, that they're whatever. Talk about the process and where it is at the Florida State Fairgrounds and what we can expect.
And we just thought Florida State Fairgrounds was the perfect spot for it. It's easily accessible for anybody and everybody in the Tampa St. Pete area, right? I mean, it's sure. easy to get to. It's a great facility. They're great to work with. So we're really happy to be there. And, you know, it was an easy process dealing with them. They're very, very easy to deal with. It was as soon as the state gave us the thumbs up, they gave us the thumbs up, and we're ready to go. We're super excited about this. I mean, I'm really, really, look, Mississippi, Wyoming, New Hampshire, all the states that gave us a chance so far, man, I take my hat off to you guys. You guys have been great and opened the door for us. But being in a state like Florida is a little bit different. It's a more respected state. It's a bigger state. Look, the population in Biloxi, 220,000. The population here is 2.7 million.
Right.
I mean, it's just night and day. It's a game changer for us as a company. But we're also dealing with a commission that's a little more respected among the ABC, only because they do more events. So to be in a commission like this now, I think it really leapfrogged us forward.
With you moving to the state of Florida, my backyard here in the Tampa Bay area, how come you couldn't get, I don't know, a bigger, better main event? Thank you for laughing. I was concerned. He was like, he's going to take it serious. I'm going to reach over there and slap the crack out of him.
Nah, I mean, look, I mean, really, this is.
Could be.
And John L. Sullivan and whoever fought in this before, definitely take my hat off to you guys. You paid the way for this thing. But this is, in modern day, this is the biggest bare knuckle fight in modern day history, maybe ever. Really, truly, it's going to get more coverage than anything in the world right now. You know, we are being touted as, are we the biggest fight in June? Are we the biggest fight in the whole entire summer? And if we're not, even to be mentioned like that in less than 1 year, it's unbelievable what the team has done.
There's a very good possibility, and I think Antonio has fought in Tampa at the arena. This could be the biggest fight in the history of Tampa or in Tampa Bay. You know, and I know there's been some great fights. And again, there's a lot of hype. We have to see what happens on the 22nd. But, and I need to ask you this just so I can do my job. A lot of times we go to these things and it's show, you know, the dislike for each other, and then they fight and then they hang out and they go to the restaurant after. And I've been on some of those guys, like BJ when he did it with Jens Pulver. And I don't think this is fake. This appears to be real, but tell me.
This is pure hatred. They really don't like each other. And, you know, it's been built up from the past with the Conor McGregor and Paulie sparring and Arden being one of his best friends and training partner. So this is as real gets. But I guarantee that they're going to hug at the end of this fight, because you can't fight bare knuckle, the purest form of combat, and not have respect for your opponent. So I guarantee that all changes at the end of this fight.
You can still dislike the person, and that's what I'm okay with. You know, you show the respect, and a lot of times the fighters have said, I still dislike him, but I respect him that he got into the squared circle. You know, we tried to settle our differences. We still dislike each other, but I respect him now, and I understand that. But let's don't slight everybody else. Talk about some of the other fighters that are coming to town.
Chris Leben and Brennan Ward. I mean, Chris Leben is a legend in the UFC, and he comes to fight always. He's 2-0 in bare knuckle fighting right now. You have Brennan Ward, one of the toughest guys that really ever fought in Bellator. Just a tough, tough dude. And they're going to meet at a catchweight of 190 pounds, and it's going to be an absolute war. We had the lightweight championship finals, both 3-0 in bare knuckle fighting. Reggie Barnett fighting Johnny Bedford, and you've seen what they can do in the past.
That's going to be a good fight.
You have to be excited about that fight. We have a slew of other former UFC fighters, former boxers. And I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited to be here right now here. And I'm just feeling the vibe of this event coming here in Tampa. It's bigger than anything we've ever done.
I've had a ton of people ask me. As a matter of fact, I was out at the Bucks training camp. What is today? Wednesday? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
I'll be back out there on Friday. A bunch of Bucks are going to be coming to the event on the 22nd. And they've asked me, how big can this be? I know how big I think it can be. But as the president of BKFC, how big can this be? How big do you think this will be?
Well, I mean, people said about the UFC when it first started Ultimate Fighting that it was, you know, it was a flash in the pan and it was a fad. And, you know, I said about us the other day, someone posted, you guys are a fad. And I said, we're the fad that's never going away. But what's different about us is it's bare knuckle. So when you're a kid in the schoolyard or you get older and you go to a bar,
when you're a bad guy in the streets of Philly,
you do. But you see bare knuckle fights. So every man that I know in the world knows what a bare knuckle fight is. Not all of them know what a Peruvian necktie is or a guillotine. They don't know what that is. Right. They enjoy it now. It's a great sport, but they can adapt to bare knuckle. So I think it has the ability to explode a little faster. And I think the longevity is always there because who doesn't like a good old-fashioned bare-knuckle fight, especially with two well-skilled athletes?
Talk about for a second, and we've talked about this when you've been on via phone, and it's so awesome to have you, you know, in person, in town, at Tour de Pizza, how important it is, the speech that you give all those fighters before, you know, the doors open. And I've been back there. I've filmed you talking. I've filmed the fighters that take what you're putting into this, what this means to you and how important that is.
Well, I think that most of them really listen to what I'm saying, and they understand that it's a passion thing about it. It's that I have such passion for this sport and for it to grow into the next big combat sport, and I think that they understand what I'm saying. Some of them back there are probably like, wow, this guy's, you know, this or that. He's just telling us, you know, whatever he wants to say to make himself look cool.
Sure.
That's not what it's about. It's these fighters have to fight. They have to fight to their best because the fans are paying for the fight, and we're such at the infancy stage that one bad fight can ruin the whole thing for us. So we can't even afford one bad fight on a fight card, and we get them, but as long as we have 80-90% of the fights are what they've been, I think we're going in the right direction.
One bad fight can hurt you, but one great fight helps so much. And you've had, you know, we talk a lot about Artem's last fight, but you've had, you know, quite a few great fights, and that kind of helps and moves ahead when there is a bad one.
Well, we have one of my favorite bare-knuckle fighters coming back, Tom Schoaf. He had two wars with Diego Garageau, and he's fighting Julian Lane, who everybody knows just fought Leonard Garcia. He's also a UFC vet. It's going to be a tremendous fight, but let's get back to something that Tom Schoaf said at the Cancun fight. He said, we just went to war twice and went to war. And we hugged afterwards because it's an intimacy that you can't share with anybody else. I mean, you're beating the hell out of each other with bare fists, and you have to have respect for each other at the end of it.
And that's what I like about the sport, and what I like about you guys is the small family atmosphere that it was when the UFC first started. UFC 11 was the first one I went to, and I remember going into the lobby and Tank Abbott sitting in the lobby talking to fans, you know, talking to the media, talking to all sorts. And that's what I've noticed at the events that I've gone to. And I think that's important. It's not just important for the fans, but I think it's important for the fighters,
right,
and for your staff,
sure,
to get that feeling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it makes it more of a close knit thing, but you know, as we grow, we're going to try our best to keep that atmosphere. Cause I think that atmosphere is what makes these fighters really appreciate what we're doing and want to keep back and fighting for us, because it is bare knuckle, and they want to keep fighting. They're begging to fight. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fighters have applications every week. They want to fight in this sport because I think they see the potential, but they also see the family atmosphere, and they see that it's fun. It's also fun being a part of it.
It's contagious.
And we're, you know, it's amazing. I just keep thinking in a year, where we are in a year. It's amazing. It's amazing.
How do you guys decide? You get hundreds and hundreds a week, a month, whatever. How do you put name recognition over talent, over record, over how do you blend that all in to find the best that can be for you guys?
Well, you know what? It was tough to really pick anybody because we only had a certain amount of fights that we're doing, and the fights had to be great, number one, and we had to get some name notoriety in there that was going to get the media interested and take us to another level. But now, starting September, so September to August, we're signing and we're going to do a monthly series called Knuckle Up. It's going to be a small to media-sized show. It's going to be we're going to build all our guys there. So now we're going to get the potential of getting all these guys that are filling out these fighter apps and doing the tryouts and things like that, that we're actually going to give them an opportunity. So we should be signing a lot more guys. You know, I made some calls out last week that says we're looking to sign 100 fighters, and you know, since then we signed 50. So another 50 fighters, and we're going to be set. We'll have about 250 fighters on our roster right now. for a small organization right now.
Where are we tickets, ticket sales? Where are they available? Are they still available?
Yeah. Tickets are still available. They are selling fast. We're 50% sold out without even advertising at all. They're available through bareknuckle.tv, our website. You can click and get tickets right there. Bareknuckle.tv. They start at $40. They go up to $250 per seat for the best seats in the house. It's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere, and it's going to be something that you've never seen before. If you've never witnessed bare knuckle fighting, you need to make sure you get out here to the Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa, Florida on Saturday, June 22nd. And again, go to bareknuckle.tv to get your tickets.
How many seats are going to be available? You know, between what's already sold and what's available. And I'm asking for a reason.
4,200.
So just under last night's crowd at the Trop.
The Trop.
So yeah, we can almost have the same
Rays. Let's put the Rays at the fairground, and we'll take the Trop and sell it out.
We could do that. What about everything else? Because you briefly told me some other things that's going to be going on that week. Can we talk about any of that stuff yet?
Sure.
What else are you going to be going? And we can make our announcement now on the 19th. That is Wednesday, right? 19th. I think it is the 19th. We're going to do our show live from the press box.
Live.
The home of the Players Show. This will be our 18th year come the start of the NFL 18th season.
Consecutive year.
The show's longer.
That's a big milestone.
But we are going to do this show live from the press box on the 19th. Dave's going to come out. Artem's going to come out. Paulie's going to come out. Abby's going to come out. We're going to have a bunch of guys there. We'll have some tickets to give away. But what else is going to go on Fight Week leading up to the 22nd?
Well, what we're going to do on Saturday, June 15th, is we're actually going to do a tryout down here. So we're going to try to recruit some local fighters for our upcoming shows that we're going to do in Florida. We're going to do a tryout June 15th in the Tampa area. A location will be announced any day right now. So we'll do that, and we'll start trying to get as many fighters as we can in this area to join our roster. And then Wednesday, we're going to do an open media workout for Paulie and Artem, and we'll announce that. Everything's going to be announced on Friday. So we're going to announce Fight Week schedule on Friday. We're going to do that. Thursday is going to be an official press conference, our final presser, our Tampa Bay press conference. And then Friday will be the weigh-ins, and Saturday it's time to rumble, man. It really is. It's time to knuckle up with probably the biggest bare-knuckle fighting event ever in the history of bare-knuckle fighting.
I know you're going to get busy. Just remember that the open workout on Wednesday needs to be like before noon.
Yeah, sure.
So that we can do the show. Knuckle up. You know, sometimes when you just think of things like the Pet Rock or stuff, you're like, how did you not think of this? How did you come up with such a tagline? Knuckle up. It means everything.
You know, we said it as like jokingly, like, hey, let's knuckle up. And then we're like, I don't know. And then it's just stuck. It's stuck. Knuckle up. Toe the line. Toe the line's our other one. It's our trademark. Where the guys start to fight from, they toe the line. It's awesome. I mean, so what I do when I'm envisioning these things, I'm also looking at marketing and I'm looking at merchandising, and I'm saying, will someone wear knuckle up on their T-shirt? Damn right they will, right?
Sure.
Will they wear toe the line on their T-shirt? Yeah, they're going to wear it. So that's the kind of things that I'm trying to develop here as we grow this thing.
So, Dave, for those that aren't aware, like it's a squared circle, but it has a similar to like a sumo style start, right? The line. You know, so what went into the development of this? Like, how did you guys come up with that design for this event?
Well, in the old days, they did what was called scratch lines, and they started by scratch lines, and they would come up to the chalk scratch lines, and they would fight from there. And we just said, look, everything we're going to do has to be different. So that's why we developed the square circle, circle ring, not a cage, not a square ring. You won't mistake that for anything when you watch it. You won't think it's boxing. You won't think it's MMA. You're going to know it's different. We wanted it to be fun and exciting, so we said, let's let these guys start in close quarters. So we developed toe the line, 2 4-foot lines separated from 3 foot from each other. So they're not starting from the opposite ends of the ring. They start there, and as you see with many of our fights, as soon as the bell rings, they're banging. Banging right away. So, you know, it was really all about excitement, all about what we thought we could get the fans intertwined with the most and the fastest, and I think it's happening.
I kind of chuckle a lot of times because, you know, you'll watch a UFC or Bellator and you see Dan Mergliata or Big John back in the day, back up, we're not back up. But, you know, here it's like, get to the line. Let's get up and let's get started. And it's the difference of it could be 10 seconds before the first punch is thrown.
Sure.
So literally, as soon as let's go, it starts, punches are being thrown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's action. That's what I say. When people say, describe it in one sentence, nonstop fighting action all night long. It is. It's nonstop fighting. They fight.
When do you get to relax? Like, I'm looking at you, and you look semi-relaxed, but I know you're not. I know that you got so much, right?
Of course.
You can just tell he's got, I need to get off the show.
I've seen the fire of him, like, a cage side, you know, ringside.
You know what it is, Randy?
Seen it.
And what it really is you know, with everything that I went through in my life, this has to succeed. It's not like if it's going to succeed, I'm going to try my best and hope it succeeds. It has to succeed. I won't stop until it succeeds. And it's not about the money at all. Not even a little bit about the money. It's just about being very successful with this sport and showing everybody that when you want to give up and 150 people tell you no, that you don't have to listen to them and this can happen. And it's happening. It's happening right before our eyes.
What? And I don't even know if this is a legitimate question to ask. That's why I'm going to ask it. What would it be? What could it be to not make this successful? You know, other than the haters out there, and we know people spreading rumors and all that stuff. But, I mean, we can get past that. What would be the biggest stumbling block that you need to get over?
I think it's just as we grow, you know, we're going to need more of a financial backing because you have to have the money. Money makes everything happen. So I think that's the only thing that could ever really stop us if we didn't have the financial backing. And right now we are backed very, very well. So I don't see anything really stopping us and you know, unless I leave here and get hit by a car on the way out of here.
Well, we'll have Matt drive you. He can Uber you.
Yeah,
there.
I'm an Uber driver. I took Henderson Hooter. I can take you.
I think we're well on our way.
Without mentioning sponsors, right, you know, except for sure. The sponsors you already have. I mean, what have sponsors been saying? Have they been excited? Have they been like, well, let me see a couple first? Or, you know, where is that line?
It almost sounds exactly the same as I'm talking to a lot of state commissions. Let me see one or two more. Let me see one or two more. Network. Let me see one or two more. Now they're not really saying, let me see one or two more. Yeah, this is great. So this is our first fight. We're actually, I think we have one sponsor spot left. So we're pretty much sold out of sponsorship right now, which is phenomenal for us. The states are opening up. They're taking our call. Not only are they taking our call, they're calling us now. So it's roles are really reversing and it's great. It's great to be on this end of it. But, it's everything just takes time in this thing. It takes time, and we want to ram it down their throat and say this is the best thing ever, but we don't have to do that because when they watch it, if you watch this once, if you're a fight fan, so look, if you're, you know, a badminton fan and you don't like fighting, you might not like this. If you're a fight fan and watch it once, guaranteed you're a repeat watcher. Guaranteed.
What I want to throw across, and it was funny, I was just talking about this again out at One Buck yesterday, and I won't say his name. He's on the Four Letter Network. He does a very popular show. Hated MMA. Hated the UFC. We talked in Detroit, headed to, it was either the Super Bowl or the All-Star Game, and he told me how much he hated it, but he'd never seen it. And my thing is, watch it once. And if you don't like it, that's one thing. But don't say you hate it. Don't say you're against it until you do tune in. Something else I would like to address and would like to address with you is how important the crowd is. Not necessarily the crowd size, but that the crowd comes and behaves. You know, I've been to Wyoming. I've been to Biloxi. There have been no issues. I'm a little concerned about my hometown. It's almost like Philly sometimes in Tampa. How important is it to come out and have a good time, but don't go overboard?
I promoted over 300 combat sports events in my career, and I can honestly say, you know, on one hand, I can count the amount of times there was a fight in the crowd. There's not a lot of fights in the crowd at fights. It's so weird, but there really isn't. I think people respect each other. Now, if you go to a town where they don't have anything going on at all, you might see fights in the crowd because they don't know how to behave and they've never, you know, been around it before. But I don't expect there to be any fights. I really don't. I think they're going to be well-behaved. You know, they're going to get rowdy. I hope they get rowdy because rowdiness makes the fighters fight better. Yeah. And that's what we're expecting here. I think it's going to be electric. I really, really do. I'm so excited about this fight just because of the reception we got already. I mean, the first day tickets went on sale, we sold 32% of the tickets in one day. And then never, without advertising, one drop. So that shows that we're onto something here. And Tampa is one of the best fight markets in the entire country.
It truly is.
It's definitely the best fight market in Florida. So we were talking about going to Miami, and we ended up here in Tampa. And I couldn't be happier that we're in Tampa and the reception we're getting. And these guys are going to put on one hell of a show.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. One more time, where can people purchase tickets? Where will they be able to get more information?
You can get tickets at bareknuckle.tv. You can also get the pay-per-view information there. We are on every cable system, every satellite system, Dish Network, DirecTV, Xfinity, Verizon Fios, you name it, we're on there. We're on the big channel that you watch the UFC or you watch the big boxing fights on. We're on that channel. We're also on Fight TV, streamed all around the world. If you want to watch on your mobile device, you can go to Fight TV. But again, tickets are still available at bareknuckle.tv. Get them. They are really going fast. I know a lot of people go, get the tickets. They're going fast. Don't miss out. Don't be the guy on the Sunday that says, man, I should have won. I heard it was unbelievable. And this is going to be an unbelievable event.
And I'll let everybody know after the next break how you're going to be able to win tickets. We have two more pair to give away today. I'll leak that out here in about 30 minutes. Dave, you're welcome to stay as long as you want. I don't know if you need to go. We are going to go hit a break, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
That's so funny.
You and the Philly guys. You got the Mike Schmidt coming back liner. You got the Dave Feldman Philly guy. You got the brotherly love, man. I'm feeling the love today.
I didn't know that Dave was Jewish.
Yeah.
And so when I said, and this is what I've been told my entire life, that my uncle was the baddest Jew to come out of Philadelphia. He kind of looked at me.
He did. He's like, I got somebody for you.
I go, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Man, how cool is that? That's like the, I mean, you guys are Jewish, so what do you guys call Santa Claus? What do they call him?
I don't know.
I don't know. What's
Santa Claus does is nothing to us.
Neil Hoffman, isn't there like a Minch on the bench or something? Is that your Santa?
The Maccabees.
Okay.
Even though that's a myth. That's a okay. legend.
Well,
that's
Dave running swag for Bare Knuckle. I feel like it was Christmas today.
Yeah.
For us non-Jewish people, it's Christmas.
You're welcome.
Christmas in July almost.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Dude, I feel so swagged out right now. I'm so excited for Bare Knuckle 6.
It is going to be cool.
June 22nd, right here in our hometown.
And like I said, the special show that we're going to do, and I'd already talked to Walter.
Right.
You know, and once Dave agreed that Artem and Pauly will be at the press.
So.
Artem and Pauly will be at the press box.
This is huge. This is huge. This is big.
And we might have to set up seats and tables and the whole nine yards because it's going to be pretty cool. They will come at different times.
Oh, yeah, they have to.
You know, unfortunately, they have
to. Oh, they're going to have to get more security.
Well, they're not going to fight for free.
I don't know. They might throw a punch or two.
No, they won't.
A taster, like an appetizer.
I don't know. I don't know. All right, so let's switch gears just for a second because I've kind of argued with myself on this.
Okay.
The new wrestling company. Do you know about them?
No.
Of course you don't.
I don't know about
wrestling. A big pay-per-view that was at MGM over the weekend.
Okay.
It's basically being run. Their front guy is Chris Jericho.
Okay.
Local guy, Y2J, the whole nine yards. Could be one of the best matches that I've ever seen.
Really?
Now, I wasn't overly entertained in the whole card.
Okay.
And I know everybody on social media is saying how great the card was. My thing is, and it's kind of like what I just talked to Dave about, you need names, name recognition. It's not even names. You need name recognition. And as I'm watching, a lot of these Japanese wrestlers I'm not familiar with.
Right, of
course. You know, I'm familiar with what we have at the WWE and the former WCW. And so what they did, and it's very similar to what Dave's doing, you know, with Chris Lieben, with Chris Lytle, Artem and Pauly, and on and on and on. The Rhodes brothers wrestled.
Okay.
And it was really a cool match. You know, they're stepbrothers. Dusty Rhodes is the father to both.
Okay.
Cody and Dustin.
All right.
And it really was cool. And the best part was, and it's, I guess, because of all the emotional stuff I'm going through, you know, in my life right now, I kind of broke down when I told my son this. At the end of the fight, Cody beat the living crap out of Dustin.
Okay.
And grab that for me.
Yep.
And at the very end, Dustin is bleeding all over the place.
Okay.
I mean,
like real blood. Well, not our straight stage blood.
I don't. I don't think so. And I have a question for you to ask your boy about something else as well.
Okay. Sure.
So at the very end, Dustin's sitting there, blood pouring, and the whole nine yards. And Cody leaves, and then he comes back and he says, "I have an open contract for Jacksonville next month, which we may be going to for a tag team match."
Okay.
But it's an open contract. I can get anyone as my tag team partner. I don't need a tag team partner. I can do this by myself. I need my big brother. And it was just kind of cool and corny at the same time, but cool. And
I mean, it's a huge, I mean, name recognition is huge in every sport, right? I mean, would King Griffey Jr. be the household name that he was if it wasn't for his father that paved the way? Or any other athlete?
Would. Absolutely would.
Really?
Yeah, his dad had nothing to do with him.
Really?
Yeah, I mean I don't want to say, you know, that could be one of the stupidest statements you've ever said. But
really?
It was pretty close. It was pretty close.
Really?
Yeah, his dad's name.
I mean, the only one that wouldn't be better, like Archie Manning probably didn't do anything to help Peyton and
talent
Eli.
Pushes that over. When you're talking the NFL, when you're talking about MLB, no, the name recognition.
But they wouldn't have got the job if it wasn't for the name.
Sure they would have.
You think they would have got the job? They were the two best quarterbacks playing in, what, 32 teams possible?
They wouldn't. What are you saying?
You think they were the two best quarterbacks that could possibly play the game at the same time in the same league if it wasn't for their dad?
First of all, you're talking about Ken Griffey, and now you're talking about Manning.
Well, I'm just saying. Like,
yes.
Name recognition is
Peyton
huge.
Manning and Eli Manning would have been drafted and played quarterback in the NFL without their dad being
Archie. No way. It's too political. No way.
I really don't want to call you a moron. I truly don't.
You don't think that there's politics in sports. Like, you don't think name
recognition. I didn't say there's not politics, but no. If somebody's standing there, then you've never heard of. Now, first of all, you will hear about them as they're seniors in college, as they're juniors in college. LeBron James. There was nobody His dad, who's his dad?
Yeah, but he was 6'7" at like third grade.
All right, so now like, size matters.
Like, well, genetics matters at times. I mean,
name recognition in a existing sport, no.
You think Steph Curry would have got the opportunities that he's got without his dad?
Yes. He was in Fuego in the Davidson, March Madness at Davidson.
Yeah, because of what, they went to the Sweet 16? Like, he was. He would have got drafted if he didn't. If wasn't his dad, you think he got drafted?
Yes.
Really?
His name being Curry, yes.
Okay.
And again, there's jobs on the line. You think a GM is going to draft a guy because he knows Del Curry is in Charlotte doing broadcasting? No. Come on.
Like, what about the Indy 500 just this last week when Sebastian Bourdais ran into the Ray Hall kid? You know, a legendary family name, the Ray Halls in racing. You think that Ray Hall is the best driver out there? That's why he's on the track today? It's a Ray Hall. It's a family thing. The Andretti's. I mean, you go down and list. The name means everything.
Okay. Here's what I was told by Kyle Petty.
Okay.
Okay. And these are quotes. And in a way, it's going to add some credibility to the moronic statement that you said.
Okay? Perfect.
No, it is. Now, again, it's two different things. You said, do I believe that Peyton and Eli Manning are playing in the NFL because their dad is Archie? Could be the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But Kyle Petty once told me, and I quote, absolutely my last name got me in the door.
Right.
My talent will keep me here, or in his case, didn't. You know.
Right. Right. Yeah. So.
You know, so, and again, the racing thing is different because it is family. Ray Hall's own the race team. You know, Andretti's own the race team. But don't think in any way that Ray Hall, Andretti, any of those, if they go out there and they're not making money, if they're not winning some races or being in races, they're not going to keep them out on the track. They're not going to just throw money away because their grandson is driving. Austin Dillon is related to one of the car owners. But look, what he's done. So, yeah, in certain aspects, and to compare NASCAR or Indy to the NFL or whatever the other one was
that you brought up,
or MLB, is ridiculous. Ken Griffey Jr. went to the Hall of Fame because he was an unbelievable outfielder. His name being Griffey had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Well, zero. I can't believe that you'd even... I know a lot of times you say stuff just send me off the deep end.
But I'll give you credit, Randy.
Holy.
I know. I mean, obviously, I don't have a radio background. My family was never in broadcasting, and here I am.
And still you're not in
talent
radio.
Talent just took me to where I am today. And nothing opened the door except.
When does the talent show up?
Well, it's still working on that. I'm developing the talent as we speak.
I'm definitely hoping for that. So after the top of the hour, I will tell you how you can register to win a pair of tickets for the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship on June 22nd.
And there's not a bad seat in the
house.
This
includes you, too, because you're going to need a ticket in the building.
There's only 42. I'm sitting on your lap.
Trust me, you're not.
No. We'll do it like Santa Claus. I mean, you know, they got the gifts, the bag.
I do have a response to that, and I will say it to you off the air. Because if I say what I'm thinking right now, not only will I get punched out by you, I'd get divorced by my wife.
Oh, no.
So I will tell you what I'm thinking, I promise, off the air in a couple minutes. Remind me, because I'll forget.
I will. No, but there's not a bad seat in the house. There's 4,200 seats available. Starting ticket price $40. So if you win these two pair and you're listening at the top of the hour.
Well, you're only going to win one pair.
One pair. But
we're
you get two tickets.
Two pair to give away.
With two tickets, you're getting an $80 value minimum.
Yep.
And we don't even know where these seats are yet. Or maybe you do. I don't.
You don't know anything.
I don't even know if I'm going. I mean, I don't even know if I'm allowed to be in
there. I called
the squared circle the wrong thing, and I thought Dave was going to come across the table.
Well, sometimes you got to think. Seriously.
I mean, I just said it slipped. There's a Freudian slip.
Sometimes you got to think. And here's the thing, and I'm going to give you a little bit of constructive criticism before we go to this break. Think before you open that big mouth of yours. That's all. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It would be like, you know, going to Peyton Manning, okay?
Yep.
And you're claiming to be media, and you're claiming to be fairly intelligent, and you say, so Peyton, I went to the Hockey Hall of Fame, and I saw all your stuff there. God, you were my favorite player. Wouldn't go over real well.
So I'd be like, I was at Tennessee and I saw you put your balls on a girl's face and, you know, pay me $10,000, I'll say nothing. Allegedly. Oh, yeah, I guess they allegedly were in the interview.
What?
Didn't he like do something like that? Like some lady claimed that he did some inappropriate act at Tennessee.
All right. So anyway, we are going to continue talking about the return of Uriah Faber. Well, you're off, so you can talk all you want. You need to. You're in timeout. We're going to talk about the Romero winning, and that's what I am going to address with you. You're off. You don't need to answer because your mic is off. But when I allow you back on the air, we're going to talk about Romero winning a $27 million judgment. And will he see any of that? Kind of in comparison to your buddy, your mentor, Hulk Hogan. And did he see and will he see any of that? So we're going to talk about that. UFC this weekend, a huge fight this weekend overseas. We'll talk about that. The NFLPA tells their players, you better start saving money because it looks like there's going to be another strike lockout. We're going to talk about that. Dean Ambrose, I do want to discuss this a little bit, and I know he went on Chris Jericho's podcast. I want to talk about that. And Sean did give me something because I knew you wouldn't produce anything for the show, so he sent me something to discuss, and we're going to talk about the Steve Kerr Popovich dinner that they had and what your thoughts are. And then we will address, when we return, the elephant in the room, and you're not even aware that it's an elephant, and you're certainly not even aware that it's in the room, but the release of Elias Theodoro. We're going to talk about that and the whole list of things that I brought to the table after we discuss the things that you bring to the table after this break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stat Zone.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Now open for lunch.
Now open for lunch and weekends. I've opened it all up.
It's about time to see you really work.
I'm working.
You know what I'm saying? It's good to see you work and make some pizzas, make some tummies full, the whole nine yards.
I really just open for you and your list of like celebrity guests that come here like for lunch. Like
that's gonna, it. 2 days in a row. Does that mean I got to bring somebody tomorrow?
Absolutely. I really thought you were going to bring Sap today. I thought Sap was the one that was coming.
I don't know why you thought that.
Because that's your boy. And you know.
I don't know what that means.
He's close, and I know you guys talked about. You know, he's got a radio show at the Super Bowl, and didn't he reserve you a spot at his table? It was like didn't say Randy.
I have that sign. I think I told you.
You did. You kept it.
So there's a sign at the Super Bowl, and it's for every table, and it said the Sap and Dash Show, and then he wrote underneath with Randy.
That's awesome.
And I framed it. It's in my studio.
So I thought maybe, and I know Antonio Tarver and you talked about doing a boxing show.
We did. He's doing one, Tarver and Jones. It's kind of like, you know, what Dave Feldman was saying. If you're going to do something, you have to do it 100% and you have to have a passion for it.
Sure.
I don't have a passion for boxing. You know, I don't know boxing like I know MMA.
Right.
And I'm not saying I know MMA.
Sure.
Which is telling you how much I don't know about boxing. So I really couldn't do much with that.
I know you talked about earlier in the segment about how the...
My boy in Vegas is doing a boxing show, though. Little Jimmy.
About how Bare Knuckle... Oh, he's pretty knowledgeable, man. He knows a lot about boxing. But like with Dave, you know, you talk about the family environment. Like, has the UFC, as it's evolved and changed, like, how much different is it?
I mean, 1,000%.
Is it?
Oh, it's 1,000% different. And I've talked about this numerous times. And when I went to a couple Bellators, I felt Bellator was old school UFC. When I've been to the Bare Knuckle, it is old school UFC. Back in the day, I remember vividly, we would sit in the bars of, you know, MGM and Mandalay Bay and whatever, depending on where the fight was that weekend. And we would stay there till 2, 3, 4 in the morning. It was Ryan Bennett. It was myself. It was a couple other media people. And then, you know, Shamrock would walk by or Tito would walk by and sit down. And we would just talk. Fans would. And it's just so totally different. A lot of that, you know, is as it gets bigger, as more money gets involved, you know, as you have knuckleheads involved, just on and on and on.
Now, I know Shane Grossman, the president of the Randy regime, will say that I'm a casual fan or what does he call me?
A tool.
but I mean, I think for me, when the uniforms came along where everybody had to wear the same fighting shorts and the fame and made it all look the same, like I think that lost a lot of that. You know, like I love that in the original UFC, like where everything was individual.
Individuality.
Each banner was a different set of sponsors for each camp.
I like that.
Right?
Well, but it was done for numerous reasons.
All right,
some I can talk about, some I can't.
Right.
It did what they wanted it to do.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So I didn't like it. You know, I liked, you know, that everybody had their own. It kind of looked a little NASCAR-ish. The UFC felt for a few things. They wanted it to look more like MLB or NFL, and it does.
Right. It's where it was designed to go to.
You can't say they did anything wrong.
No, they made it mainstream.
All right, let's discuss. We have about 8 minutes, and we can take it into the second hour. The release of my good friend.
Your boy.
Good friend of the program, Elias Theodora.
I think it's a mistake. I think there's a lot of guys on the UFC roster, like, you know, the in the organization that don't have a name like him. I mean, his name will still sell fights. His name... I don't know why people were so harsh and said that he wasn't entertaining and he wasn't fun to watch. I thought he was a great fighter. I thought he was good for the sport.
You ready for me now?
Yeah.
Because this may shock you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not happy that Elias Theodora got released. Okay. I don't want it to, whatever I'm about to say, obviously not. But a company, whatever that company is, can make the decision they want to make.
Of course.
If the UFC feels that Elias isn't entertaining, that Elias is too out there on social media, that Elias isn't doing
is true pro marijuana
and whatever.
I mean, maybe it's political.
And it could be, but and I said that to somebody, and then I corrected myself. Come on, Nick and Nate Diaz are out there with the marijuana more than Elias is. Elias is out there in his beliefs and sure. whatever. And as long as it doesn't affect a test before when he's in the fight category or whatever it is, you know, they can't really hold that against him. But then again, when you own a company, you can do anything you want.
Of course you can. Of course.
So for any fan, for any media, for anybody to say that the UFC was wrong, that they did that, they're not wrong. If they're not happy for whatever reason that we may or we may not know, the dude who's back there cooking right now, you could fire him. I could fire you off the show again.
If you fire me, I'll fire him right now. Chain reaction.
I'm okay with that.
Done. Hey.
It doesn't affect me.
What's his name again?
I have no idea.
There's a guy back there. I don't even know his name.
So everybody that's all over that, and again, I'm not dumping on Elias because I like him. He's a friend of mine. It could have been anybody. It could be any John Jones.
You know what? Years ago, it probably was a big deal. But now with so many fighting, you know, promotions, Elias will still fight again if he chooses
absolutely to. Absolutely will.
Somebody like Bellator pick him up or Ryzen or One or... bare knuckle, you know, they'll somebody will benefit from the release of him, and you know we'll see him again.
It's interesting that somebody who was a co-main event, but it's not the first time that they've done it. You know, right. They've released people.
They traded DJ.
Well, again, the trade was stupid. The whole thing was ridiculous.
Like what?
Whatever. But that's all I'm trying to say is. That as an owner, as a company,
sure.
a company can make a decision that they believe is the right decision. I'm right. not saying it is the right decision.
Sure.
I'm not saying that it could develop into the right decision.
And but a lot if of people are fired for a lot of different reasons.
If they want to make that decision, it's their right to do that.
Absolutely.
If you don't finish this broadcast over the next hour and 4 minutes, that's my decision.
Sure.
And one person may not like it. I don't think one, but we'll
yeah,
say
a lot of people.
I doubt it.
There's 2.7 million fans in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and 2.7 million really won't care.
Oh, but they're all fans. Them. They're fans of the Naked Pizza Man.
I have no issue with a company that makes a decision that they think is in the best for the company.
Right.
And got for no whatever problem. Reason. And I don't agree with it. I don't like it. But it is what it is.
But you know, there might be a strategy behind it as well. Maybe you sometimes, as an employer, you have to fire people to make them appreciate the job they have or the relationship.
Is that from experience?
Oh, I fire people on daily. But then you know,
no, I'm not saying you firing people.
Oh yeah, I got fired before.
Yeah.
But then you have to realize how much it values to you, how much you appreciate being a part of that promotion, and maybe you come back with an entertaining fight if that was the true reason and it wasn't, you know, that you're too pro marijuana or you're too pro this. But he does live in Canada where it's recreational and it's just part of life in Canada.
Well, and again, if you don't test positive for anything, but again, an owner can pretty much do anything an owner wants to do.
Sure.
You know, I don't like him. Well, he's not good for my brand. He's not. Look at, and you probably walked off to go make a pizza. Dave Feldman said that Paulie lost a sponsor because of what he did and what he said.
Of course. But the times have changed now. Like now in the workforce, the employees are having more rights than the owners. I mean, it used to be owners had all the control. They had all the say. Now, I mean, look at the NFL. They're getting ready to do a lockout, right? A work stoppage in the NFL. I mean, that's the employees standing up saying, hey, we're not going to accept this any longer. So I mean, I think the world's changing, and it's evident in everyday sports, and it's evident in everyday work environments.
How would you handle that if your 4.6 employees said, we're not working today?
Oh, well, see, the difference between me and other people is I don't need them to do the job. Like, I can do every task within this place. But a lot of owners, they buy in as a franchise. They buy in as an investment. They can't actually do the job that they own. So they rely on other people to do it and fulfill it. So when those people say, hey, we're not doing this anymore, then they're handcuffed. The owner is trapped. So I you know, people stand up to me and with a big bark and a big yap, and I'm like, great, door's right there. Knockout Radio's hiring if you're looking for a job.
Sure.
And right. Bare Knuckle's looking for 50 more fighters, so I'm knuckling up. I'm ready.
When we return, we'll look at the fight card this weekend, UFC overseas. We'll discuss Uriah Faber, his return, and we may even do a Jeopardy or two. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.